Well, it's Thursday, and that means that it's Reach Out Thursday with Chancellor Searcy. And today we're going to continue the series, Why Me? Part 2.
Yeah, Randy. So I talked about this question a couple of weeks ago, and people should have listened to it. But if you didn't, to sum it up, there's three answers to this question. The first answer was, everything is not God. Some things is just life. The second answer was, instead of asking God, why me? Ask God, why not me? Mm-hmm. Now, the third answer to this question is a little deeper, so I decided to talk about it this week, and it's also a little bit unpopular. Some might disagree with this, but everything I talk about is biblically supported. So the third answer to this question, why me, is probably because you have done something wrong and or are living contrary to the word of God. So today's scripture is going to be 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. Or because of these surpassingly great revelations, therefore, in order to keep me from becoming conceited, I was given a thorn in my flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Three times I pleaded with the Lord to take it away from me. So, as stated in this scripture, Paul was dealing with some issues, and the Lord gave him a thorn in the flesh, sort of like a punishment in a sense. Now, theologians and biblical scholars debate over what this thorn actually was, whether physical or spiritual, but nonetheless, it was a punishment from God. Now, God is a forgiving God, but he is also a just God. Revelations 3 and 19 says that as many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Therefore, be zealous and repent. So we see here that although God is a loving God, our sins do have consequences. I know some people will say the scripture where God says that he will no longer remember your sins, and that's true, but that doesn't include the penalty of your sins. So I don't want to get too deep, but after David looked at Bathsheba and sinned against God, some things went wrong, and in essence, he asked God, why me? And the Lord explained his sins to him and told him that his sins had consequences. And this is important because I believe sometimes we can get real complacent in our walk with God and just say and do anything with the mindset, I'm still saved. God loves me anyway. That's a dangerous mindset. So we need to understand, yes, God is loving, but he is not a pushover. And he is still a just judge. So if you have been living a lifestyle contrary to God or have not been walking in love, then no need to ask God, why me? You already know the answer. Transparency once again. I did something sinful and wrong and didn't really repent in my heart. That following week, nothing went my way. And I literally cried out to God, why me? And he brought that sin back to my remembrance. So no one is free from rebuke or discipline for sin. This is also very important when it comes to evangelism, because if you pacify someone's sins and wrongdoings, you enable them to keep on that path of error. We all sin, but it's about confessing that sin and making a true heart repentance. That is what moves God. And instead of asking God, why me, you should be telling God, change me.
Amen and amen again. Wow, powerful once again. And Chancellor comes to us each Thursday with this. And you also have a book that you wrote. It's called
365 Day Soul Winning Quest.
And they can get that book online at your website, which is
soulwinningquest.com.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Randy.